You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Dave Raymond with our good friend Kerry Muscat. And Kerry, first of all, just, you know, how was the All-Star break?
It's pretty quiet. I did a lot. I know a lot of the players say that their wives give them a honey do list. I have my own do list for myself, so I was able to get most of the stuff done. Unfortunately, it rained on the day I wanted to play golf, but it was a nice break. It was fun. It was really fun to watch Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo in the Home Run Derby, and fun to watch the game and see Bryant in left field was pretty funny. But it was good to watch the Cubs and fun to see the whole event. So it's always a joy just to kind of sit back and watch it. So.
Yeah, right, as opposed to maybe covering it. You know, everybody can use a little break.
Well, I like the event. I like the event. It's just that it's a lot easier to sit back and watch it cover it than cover it.
There's no doubt. So. There's no doubt. And yeah. For those who, you know, are in that daily grind, it's a funny balance, right? Because everybody loves to go to the All-Star game, even the players, right? They love the honor. They love to be there. They have fun. And then if for whatever reason you didn't go, you didn't have to go, you know, those couple days off can be pretty sweet too. I know. I mean, like you say, try to get in there and play a little golf. Did you watch any of the U.S. Open, or rather the British Open?
The British Open, yes. I'm not going to comment because as we're taping this, it's not over yet. So yeah. we'll let that go. But no, Joe Madden talked about the break and how he enjoys doing nothing, and I can definitely relate to that. So.
Yeah. I've been going back and forth with your buddy Jim Deshays on this British Open thing here. And again, we'll hold off comment on this because, pretty exciting stuff. So, too, though, are the Chicago Cubs. And even coming out of the break, continuing to play good baseball, nice to go into the break playing well, even better to come out of the break playing well. And I guess when the starting pitching is doing what it has done lately, it makes it a whole lot easier.
The starting pitching has really carried them, and it's a shame they're not getting a little more offense to go along with that, because you don't want the pitchers to feel like they have to throw shutouts every time, although it kind of seems like that's what they're almost doing. But John Lester had a very interesting start in his first game after the break, you know, with he didn't know it was a no-hitter until the seventh inning when they made a switch in the scoring, and all of a sudden he's got a no-hitter, and then he didn't when Pierzynski singles. So, little stuff like that. It's, you know, Jake Arrieta gets has already topped and set a career high in wins, and it's only early July, so he's got a chance to really have a special year. So it'd be nice to see the offense picking up a little bit, but, just give him a few days.
Yeah, well, exactly. Sometimes a break can refresh things. Sometimes, though, you know, some guys don't always want a break either. But Addison Russell got the day off on Sunday, and, it may be one of those breaks that can help a guy. I know he's been in a pretty nasty little scuffle lately, and, sometimes maybe just getting one guy going can help pick up the rest of the guys. They're just giving some other guy a different look, putting somebody in there instead for Russell, and then, and shaking things up a little bit. So who knows, but they've got to feel like they're still in pretty good shape. I know the division's a challenging one with what the Cardinals have done, but 8 games over .500, playing good baseball around the break. Any rumblings about what we might see happen toward the end of the month?
No, you mean by the trade deadline, I'm sure.
Right.
No, there's some interesting interior moves that they can do without having to go outside. For example, they've promoted Rafael Soriano, the veteran reliever, they called him up from AAA Iowa. Now, Soriano and Madden go way back. They were together in Tampa Bay when Soriano was a closer, saved 45 games. So right there, you're suddenly getting a veteran, experienced player, and it started, you know, when they signed him in June in the minor league deal. You know, I don't think that Madden projects him as the closer. I think he wants him more as a just having an experienced arm in the pen. But right there, they hope that they've given their bullpen a plus there. You know, they had to do so at the expense of losing Edwin Jackson. I know Cubs fans, there's a lot of Cubs fans that are happy that Edwin is gone. But on the other hand, I don't think Cubs fans know how much of an impact Edwin had in the clubhouse. He was really well-liked by his teammates, really a class act all the way. And every time anybody booed him, I wish they could have seen how he was just a stand-up guy with us, you know, in the media, after a game, after a loss, after a tough day. He accepted his role this year in the bullpen without complaining, without pouting, without showing any signs of being upset about it. And to me, that's a true professional, and I applaud him for that. But as far as the rest of the, moves they might make, they've also got, some guys that are still kind of rehabbing. Zach Roscup is a left-handed pitcher that Madden likes a lot. They could get him back from an injury so he could help the pen. They've got Tommy La Stella, who's been rehabbing a strained oblique for, it seems like, forever. He might come up toward the end in the stretch, when they need another extra bat. There's some interior moves that they could do without having to go outside, and that might be kind of a big pickup for them.
Well, yeah, and then a guy like Kyle Schwarber, right? I mean, had a little. We were talking about offense earlier too. There's a guy who,
right.
I guess you could mix in at any moment and get a little lift that way.
Well, if he keeps hitting the way he's made this look so easy, that it's really really incredible. And Madden, the Cubs, as we're talking, they're starting a series in Cincinnati, and they've got 4 games in 3 days. And Madden plans on having Schwarber start behind the plate for 3 of those games. He wouldn't start the 4th one because it's a doubleheader, and you usually don't have the catcher do both games. But Madden really likes what he's seen from Schwarber. The Cubs all like what they've seen from Schwarber behind the plate. He's still got a lot to learn, but one of the most interesting things I saw when the team was in Atlanta was David Ross, a veteran at 38 years old, sitting there in a chair in front of his locker, and you've got Schwarber, the kid at 22, sitting there in a chair almost nose to nose talking about catching and talking about preparation and talking about the pitchers. And it was just, I give Ross a lot of credit because there are some veterans that maybe wouldn't be quite as helpful. And I give Schwarber credit for making the effort to really try and get as much info as he can. The kid is a sponge. I mean, he's one of the first ones at the park every day to go over video. He's working with Mike Borzello, their coach, who's also a catching instructor. I mean, he wants to make this work, and he wants to show everybody that it can work. Yeah, he can hit the crap out of the ball, but let's see if he can handle the hard part, which is dealing with the pitchers. I thought he did really well with Kyle Hendricks in his first game on Friday, last Friday against the Braves, and Hendricks was really praising him and saying they were on the same page. And it'll be a little more of a test. They've been catching him and having him do catch the side sessions for the pitchers, so he can get to know him a little better. And that's a plus. There's just so much stuff that's going on behind the scenes to get this guy ready. So I think his bat will really help.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting right now for the Cubs. Like you say, a lot of stuff we're not even witnessing, but there's definitely a transformation underway, and schedule's kind of, appears to be kind to them coming out of the break here, at least for the first couple weeks too. So that may help as well. But all right, Kerry, we're running out of time, and I know you've got, there's got to be some golf related something you could do, like maybe watch into the British Open.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah. All right, we'll do it again next week. Thanks, Kerry.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Kerry Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.